Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm here with directors, brother and sister, Shlomi and Ronit Elkabetz, whose film Get, The Trial of Vivian Amsalem, is in the director's fortnight. Welcome guys, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, very good, thanks.
Hi, hello, yes. Very nice.
Very nice to meet you. I'm wondering, is this your first Cannes experience?
My sister is here for the last 100 years.
No. 10 years.
Ronit is here for a long time with many and different films. She will tell you about it in a second. For me, it's the second time. It's a great experience.
How are you finding it so far?
Listen, it's an amazing place. You try to keep yourself cool, but eventually something sneaks under and grabs you, and it has its power. It's like, it's very unique. It has a special power.
And Ronit, how about you?
I feel for my first time so cool and so good, relaxing, like I'm in a holiday, but it's really strange, because what I felt before was something so different. It's a real chance, because I like to change myself and to go Romarim Kadima.
To progress in my life
Personal before everything, and to come here this year, I was preparing really nice in my head. I told to myself, no more noise that I don't need. I'm concentrate, and I know what I have in my hand, and I love it so much. And whatever will happen, I'm happy. Very.
That's fantastic. Well, that's always a good attitude, I think, a positive attitude. Well, tell us about your film, Get, The Trial of Vivian Amsalem. This is a very interesting film. For me, I found it extremely frustrating, like the character Vivian. But our audiences don't know about the film yet, so would you care to tell us a little bit about your inspiration for the film and also a little bit about the story?
Get is part of a trilogy that we made in the last 10 years, and the whole trilogy is inspired by the character of Vivian Amsalem, which is played by Ronit, and the character that we wrote together and directed together for the last 10 years. And it's a character of one woman that seeks her liberty, her freedom, throughout different stages in her life. We start with Vivian in her family in the small cell, then we go for Vivian in the society, in the family, in the big family, what we call the Hamula. Et après, c'est Vivian and the state, Vivian and the law. She seeks for her freedom in this whole places. And what's inspiring for us in Vivian, that it's a very progressive character. We could follow Vivian for another 10 years, for another 20 years, because she's progressing. It's not a stuck character. Our films are stuck in places, but Vivian is not stuck. Vivian is out there.
Vivian keeps growing, I think, and we should say that actually, Ronit, you played Vivian for the last 10 years, so you've kind of created Vivian, but you've also grown with the character, and although you have a creative power over this direction of the character, you also have an emotional, perhaps, attachment to the character as well?
Enorme. Je passe au français.
I've actually grown with Vivian, and it's just an incredible experience. It was a great chance to create this character, and it is every day a chance to continuously dig into this character, who's not me, but in a way it's very close to me and similar, and it's just amazing all the questions that she rises in myself. I could never leave her behind, because she's a woman that fights for what she wants, and she has a strong will, and she wants to live. She wants to live at best. She has her own needs and choices. Of course, I have to make the choices before her, so I'm just a bit ahead of her, but I'm just grabbing her by the hand, and I learn a lot through her.
Incroyable pour moi. I must say that all this story starts with my mother, actually. it's because of that, you know, that the first film that we did, To Take a Wife, completely tell the story, autobiographic of our mother. So I born with this emotion, and I took a time. It took me really a time, but one day I came to my father, love of father, Shlomi Frère, and I told him, the time is arrived. We have what to do together, and I know that we will take us 10 years now, because we need at least three films to tell the real processes, the real interior of this woman that presents all the women for me in the world.
Wow.
So for the second film, we felt that we can just take some distance, because we wanted to see and to learn all, but we knew that we are going to finish with this Ehomrim Milchama.
We knew that we started, like Ronit said, from a very autobiographical place, even though the film is not autobiographical, it's personal, and that we are going to not get away from the reality of our mother's life, but we leave her alone, you know, and we just, from film to film, just took the inspiration of the character and started to develop it into the place we live in, which is the state of Israel, you know. We put Vivian in different situations in order to portray, for example, in Get, what is the state of women and law, women and state in Israel today, at the present time.
You know, you really feel the character's frustration, and I had to keep reminding myself that the story that you're telling actually is a contemporary theme. This isn't something from 100 years ago. This is a story from the present day. And what I found interesting, there was a quote in the film that I found very powerful, when the rabbi says, "It's your right, but it's not your choice." That really struck me, as you have no choice at all. So no shut up, choice. Right? So.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah, he says, yes, it's your right. Okay, but you don't have a choice. But this is the absurd of this whole film. You know, it's interesting that you notice this sentence, because it's an underline of everything that is happening in this court. You know, yeah, we know that you deserve this and this, but you don't have a choice. And this law was written 4,000 years ago and did not change. And in the state of Israel today, the civil and the religious law are one law. And the film is 100% contemporary. As we speak, thousands of women are waiting.
So can I just speak absolutely clear? This is a law that every woman in the state of Israel has to abide by.
The Judaism, the Jewish, yeah.
But in Israel, the religious law is civil law, you know, there is no difference. Like,
yeah. The two are combined, is what you're saying. So you have no choice, basically.
Yes. You know, sorry.
Just now, I wanted only to say that if we did this film, that to say, I'm sorry, I have a choice. I exist. Yeah. I am here. I came in the world. I'm here. And if I have no choice to exist or to choose, so I'm not existing, but I want to choose either why I'm here, who I am. That's all. I want to choose my life. That's all. And
I mean, it's really powerful. I have to say, your performance was incredible, and particularly towards the end, she just breaks down. I mean, she's such a strong woman. They almost break her, but not quite. And there's a really beautiful scene where you're like, it's my liberty, you know. I found that really powerful. Obviously, you guys are brother and sister. You direct, you wrote together, and you also star in the film, Ronit. How do you take your hats off, your different hats? Do you put one, okay, now I'm the director, now I'm the actress, or is it very organic because you're brother and sister and you have that connection?
Of course, there is everything here, but the first thing that I must have, like, experience, that's almost never go out from my character. So even I'm never, we are building something in inside, and it took really time, and it's not something technical. I cannot go in, out, it's impossible. So I learned in the years especially with our first experience to take a wife, how to do that. It was wonderful. And in the same time, I'm in heaven. I am my brother that I admire, I love, and we are together, and we are preparing our film so with details, so long time, or speak so much before. Then when we are in the the creation, we don't need anymore to speak, yeah. So it's very, very nice.
That sounds like the perfect combination to me. And finally, do you know what the reaction has been to the movie in Israel?
Well, first, the film, we just finished the film 4 days ago, so nobody yet saw it in Israel. Of course, some people saw it, but 10 or 20 people saw it in different screenings, but the film was not yet screened publicly in Israel, so that we will have to wait.
But we show some people just before coming here, 10 or 15 people.
Yeah.
No, that what we know, it's really bizarre to say that before everything, because it's so mysterious, but we feel that it's going to be a real, real positive shock.
Okay.
I'm saying positive because I know that the time arrived to speak and they want to speak. So I don't know if they're not going to change in 5 minutes the situation, but they're going to really break something, and a real taboo,
yeah,
that was keeping years and the years, and something going to happen very strong. I know.
It's important to say that actually the rabbinical court in Israel are closed. Nobody can come into this court.
Yeah.
You can go to a murder case to watch, you can go to any case to watch, but you cannot go into the court of divorce, into rabbinical court.
It means that nobody knows.
Nobody
ever
enters. So this film is really opening the door for the first time for people to see what is happening inside the court. And that's what's extremely...
It's wonderful. Wow. It's a real secret that everybody wants to know. And I'm very, very... curious to know what will be, really.
Well, I'd like to thank you both very, very much. I've been speaking to Shlomi and Ronit Elkovetz.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.